All right. Hello. This is Apotheca Audio Boo, episode something. I don't know if these have numbers anymore. I'm your host, Dave Birds, the host of this Audio Boo, which is basically just an audio blog, a very quick audio blog. It's just me talking about what I'm doing and what I've been up to, because I'm too, not lazy, but I just don't really. I'm a very slow writer, very deliberate with how I phrase things when I write, so it's much faster to just sort of ramble on the microphone. So today I started using this app that I've had for a long time on my iPad called 3030. It's a productivity app, and it's basically a, I think it's called Pomodoro timer. So Pomodoro, for those who don't know, is a method of time management where basically you time things, you time tasks into about 20 or 30 minute chunks. Actually, you can, I think the actual number should be 25 minute chunks, and then after that you have a 5 minute break to do whatever. So basically it stresses sort of getting things done quickly, not really meandering and, you know, checking your email and your Facebook and your phone every couple of minutes. And I've had it for a long time on my iPad. Somebody recommended it to me probably almost a year ago, actually. But it's just, it's a little bit inconvenient because it's only on iOS. And, you know, I would prefer to use my phone, which is an Android, but it's not available on that. And I usually don't have my iPad just, like, sitting up and running all the time, just because it's not really convenient, because it's, technically it's always on, but I don't like having it plugged into the wall all the time, obviously, because I think, first of all, that drains over time. I'm not sure if this is true or not, but that, I've always held to the logic that if you keep something plugged in all the time that has like a lithium ion battery or whatever, it's diminishing the battery life over time. I'm not sure if that's true or not. And also, obviously, keeping something plugged into the wall all the time is a waste of electricity, which in turn is a waste of money. So I usually don't have my iPad out unless I have it, unless I'm using it for something specific. But I also have a Galaxy Tab. And that's not because I'm crazy rich. The first year I lived abroad, when I was in Korea, I saved up a bunch of money. And I'd always kind of wondered about having a tablet computer. And, you know, I kind of bought into the hype about the iPad. I'm not anti-Apple, but I also don't really own much stuff by them because I'm a little bit cheap. And I don't like to spend, you know, like $300 more than I have to if there's a, you know, competing product that is relatively similar in specs and in many cases better in specs, that's cheaper. And also I just don't really like the closed garden environment of Apple products. So I guess the only Apple stuff that I've really owned, besides like some really old like 1980, 1990 Macintosh computers that people just gave me because they didn't need them anymore. All I've really owned is an iPod, and somebody gave me an iPod Touch. My iPod died when I moved to Korea, like the day after I moved there, it just died for some reason. So I just bought a really cheap, like $30 SanDisk Sansa Clip thing to replace that with, and it's actually worked out really well. It's technically like a fitness MP3 player, but I like it because it's really small, so I can just put it in my pocket on the way out the door, and then I can listen to music wherever I'm going. So I had an iPod, and had an iPod Touch, but that's not really, I mean, the model that I had wasn't really convenient as an MP3 player, so I usually just used it for apps. And now I have an iPad, but so the iPad was pretty expensive, but I bought it anyway. But then the next time I went home, I had like a $100 coupon for Best Buy. I can't remember if it was a gift card or not, and they were selling Samsung Galaxy Tab 7 2.0, some really weird name like that, for $200, so with the coupon, just $100. And I actually use that one a lot because it's really small and really portable, and I can just stick movies and music and whatever else on there. So I don't really actually use the iPad that much, so sometimes I have a little bit of buyer's remorse, but it's still a nice thing to have for certain purposes. But I cleared off my desk a little bit, and I set up a little spot for the iPad. So now I can use this productivity app, and I'm hoping this will help me to concentrate on, you know, getting work done more at night after I come home. Just because there are some nights when I mean to get a lot done, and then I just get home and I completely, you know, veg out and don't really do anything. But even, like, I like my job, and my job isn't really strenuous, even when I'm busy. Like, today I was, today was a full day at work for me, because I, when I wasn't teaching, I had a lot of paperwork to grade and stuff like that. And, so I was busy all day, but then I came home, and I turned the app on, and I started, making flashcards to memorize for, like, the languages that I'm learning. And then, so that did that for like half an hour, app beeps, and then I move on to like playing guitar for 25 minutes just to practice, and then, you know, take a break. And then I was listening to like an audio lecture for Korean language, and now I have allocated 15 minutes to record a podcast, but then I remembered as I turn this on that Audioboo only gives me 10 minutes, so I can actually save some time. So what have I been up to recently? Actually, I've been doing a lot of stuff on the weekends, even though I would just like to relax, because, I actually had a lot of, not a lot, but, I had money saved up in the bank, just over time, and so I was feeling really good about that, trying to save some money for the eventual graduate school or whatever is going to happen after this. And then my employer, the school I work for, reminded me that they never collected my housing deposit, I guess, insurance money. I can't remember the actual term for it right now. Security deposit, that's it. So they never had that for the house that I live in. So I had to cough up pretty much most of the stuff I had saved up, and it's not really that big of a deal because I moved it into another account for them. And then, you know, obviously if I take good care of the place, which I have been, I should get all that money back when I leave. So not a big deal. It's just money that I don't have right now. But I don't really need money for anything at the moment. Actually, I would like to, this summer, I've been talking about this for years. I want to make it, to actually press a CD of some of the music that I've written and recorded, just because CDRs are very unimpressive, and also they don't really last very long. So my brother has sort of a record label. I guess from what I've been hearing, my older brother and my middle brother have been collaborating to kind of revitalize it and turn it into like a clothing brand and some stuff like that. So I'm hoping to save up some money, and then I can transfer that over to my U.S. account, and then I can, you know, have a CD pressed and actually leave a legacy behind if I ever, you know, whenever I die, there will be something out there that will people can remember me by, even if it's not really that good. But something's better than nothing, so I'm looking forward to that. This weekend, last weekend I did a lot of stuff, but I can't even remember what I did. Just went a lot of places. Oh, I walked around Aoyama, which is this area in Shibuya-ku in Tokyo, and walked around some university campuses and a cemetery, found Hachiko's grave. If you don't know who Hachiko is, that's the dog that was very loyal and waited for his master like 9 years after he died at Shibuya Station. That was a long time ago, but it was very cool to check that out. And I am out of time, so I will see you guys next time.